dictation, 5th of November patient, Linda Ashton, A-S-H-T-O-N, date of birth 5-16-1941. Linda Ashton was seen in the office recently per paragraph. Previous diagnosis, number one, hyperthyroidism, secondary to toxic multinodular goiter. Number two, hyperlipidemia. Number three, gastric reflux. Great paragraph. She has been on methimazole for some time, and recent thyroid function tests had shown her TSH 0.40 and free T3 3.6 and free T4 0.89, all within acceptable levels per paragraph. She stated that she had an episode of palpitations 4 days ago at home. This was thought to be related to her husband's medical condition of dementia, which has caused her some considerable distress, period. Normally her heart rate is in the 40s to 50s. Normally her heart rate is in the normal range, but she also has additional stress-related issues, including looking after her son who was mentally retarded, per paragraph. General review on this visit was normal apart from symptoms suggestive of anxiety in relation to her husband and son, period, paragraph. Past medical history, breast cancer, subsequent to surgery and radiation, period, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 120 over 80, heart rate is 70 per minute, regular sinus rhythm, period, weight is 152 pounds, period, paragraph. The thyroid glands about 1.5 times normal size, and there is no neck lymphadenopathy, period. The hearts of the normal and the lungs were clear, period. The peripheral examination is mostly intact, period, paragraph. Impression, toxic multinodular goiter, on treatment with methimazole, which with satisfactory thyroid function tests at this point, period. Paragraph. Other diagnoses include anxiety, gastric reflux, and dyslipidemia, per paragraph. I've asked her to continue methimazole 5 milligrams daily as now, with a follow-up visit in about 6 weeks' time for repeat thyroid function, per paragraph, end of dictation.